This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school playoff basketball, the number 13 Marion Bulldogs fell to number 3 Corpus Christi London, 56-45 in the UIL Class 3A Region 4 semifinals on Tuesday night in Goliad, ending Marion's season. The teams went back and forth in the first quarter, with the Bulldogs taking a 13-11 lead at the end of the period. Gavin Moltz hit a big three-pointer in the quarter to help Marion to the lead. The Pirates would respond in the second quarter with an 11-0 run midway through the period, finishing the half with a 27-20 advantage. London took control of the game in the third quarter, leading 29-24 early in the period. The Pirates went on an 18-2 run, spanning the rest of the quarter and into the early part of the fourth to go up 47-26. London held a double-digit lead the rest of the way to advance to the regional finals. Marion was led by Gavin Moltz and Jaden Riley, who each scored 10 points. Bongia Jason added 9 points, and Travis Randall also had 9, all in the second half. Cash Robineau chipped in with 5. The Bulldogs end their season at 28-8. Marion will graduate 9 seniors off a team that won the District 27-3A championship this year. Head coach John Allen surpassed the 600 win mark in his career this season, finishing the year with 606 career victories. High school softball now. The Marion Lady Bulldogs shut out Poth 6-0 behind a 6-strikeout performance from Alizea Burnell in the circle. Burnell went all 7 innings, allowing only 3 hits and 1 walk. Layla Hernandez went 3-for-4 at the plate and drove in 2 runs. Kylie Aguilar was 2-for-3 and scored 2 runs. The Lady Bulldogs will play at Davenport on Friday before having next week off for spring break. Marion will open District 27-3A play at home against Randolph on March 17th. The Seguin Lady Matadors won their District 27-5A opener last night, crushing San Antonio Lanier 19-3 on the road. The Lady Mats pounded out 14 hits in the victory. Amaya Oliveira, Sam Marissa Torrance each had 3 hits. Torrance, along with Vita Hernandez and Kaylin Gutierrez, all saw action in the circle, combining to allow only 3 hits. Seguin will next host San Antonio Jefferson in district play on Friday night at Matador Legends Ballpark. And the Navarro Lady Panthers were shut out 15-0 at Alamo Heights on Tuesday. Navarro will host Llano on Friday night. And on the college diamond, the newly 25th-ranked Texas Lutheran baseball team earned their first win over the number one team in the country since April 2016, defeating top-ranked Trinity 10-8 at Cott Isbell Field last night. Chase Bourgeois finished the day 2-for-5 with a double, a triple, and 4 runs scored, while Cooper Jen went 2-for-4 with 2 RBI. Braden Sprenzel made his first career start on the mound for TLU and helped himself at the plate, going 2-for-4 with a double, 2 RBI, and a run scored. Texas Lutheran will now turn their attention to Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference play, welcoming Austin College to Cott Isbell Field for a 3-game series. The opener is tentatively scheduled for 6 p.m. on Friday. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.